This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Education experts are warning that teacher burnout and early retirements are putting the quality of learning at risk. And according to NAPTOSA, many experienced teachers are opting to leave the profession early due to stress, exhaustion, and declining job satisfaction. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thank you very much indeed for having me.
No, thank you for joining us. I appreciate your time. Now, the decline in interest when it comes to teaching has slowly been on the rise, and it's been something that has been happening for a while now. What's been making it worse over the past couple of years?
Well, you're quite right. You know, the interest in teaching, is declining. There are many teachers who feel that they have to even leave before their retirement age. You know, for the simple reason of ill-discipline, amongst others, you know. There are too many learners in the system who are not disciplined, who disobey teachers, who do not do their work, the homework and so on. Or some of them don't even write assessments. And, you know, the district expects teachers to submit the results. You cannot take, for example, a teacher cannot take, cannot give Elena a zero, as an example. The district will bring it back and say, you can't. You must give this Elena multiple opportunities, even if they've missed their assessment. So it's one aspect of it. But there are also, there's also the aspect of, you know, administration. There's a lot of paperwork, you know, that teachers have to do, which often drains them, you know, in addition to preparations that they have to make in terms of the lesson plans and so on.
No, that's true. I mean, that job has a lot of admin work. There was a time, you know, where people were very passionate about the teaching profession. What do you think changed about how teachers were being treated by the department, for example, and the profession itself between those years and now?
The reality here is that back then, you know, even though corporal punishment is not something that I support, but back then, perhaps there was a little bit of order. Also in society, teachers were seen as role models because we did not really have a lot of opportunities. You know, people knew that, you know, once you finish your studies, you can either be a teacher or a police or a nurse and so on. But today, of course, there are so many opportunities that we've been exposed to. Remember in those days, some of the universities, such as the University of Pretoria, you know, Stellenbosch universities, were reserved, you know, for whites. So we could only access colleges in our large numbers, teacher colleges. And so in black communities, of course, policemen and teachers were highly respected. But democracy came with, you know, the new constitution, which is the supreme law of the country, wherein the rights in Chapter 2 were emphasized a lot to society in general, including children, where responsibility is not something that we were able to emphasize. So I think that most of our learners, they know their rights, but unfortunately, some of them are misusing their rights. For example, the right to learn is enshrined in Section 29 of the Constitution, but most learners do not realize that their right to learn has got limitation. You know, when you cannot disturb the next learner, for example, if you undermine the learning and teaching for other learners, then that's where your right comes to an end, because the system cannot be held at ransom by an individual. But unfortunately, learners think they can do as they please. That is why teachers are always frustrated, because the department always takes the side of the learner.
All right. So, what do we do? What do we do to revive or to restore that interest again? And who should actually play that meaningful role in terms of restoring it?
You know, the primary caregivers in terms of discipline are parents at home. Those are every child should be coming from a home where the issue of discipline has been instilled by parents. Unfortunately, not every child comes from a solid family. But even some of the children who come from solid families where there's a mom and dad, if the mom and dad are not able to enforce discipline, and you know, it ends up affecting even the school, because the school has a secondary caregiver to the child. Yes, in the absence of parents, teachers automatically become parents. They have a duty to ensure that they look after the general well-being of children. But if children are ill-disciplined at that level, then it becomes a problem as well, because teachers have to do what parents should have done already. And so we think communities should be revived. Look, in the past, we used to say it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm.
I remember growing up in a village, you could not just be ill-disciplined even in the streets. You know, any elder could discipline you even in the streets. But now, because of the riots, you know, you can't do that. Even parents are scared. I mean, remember, the whole thing of corporal punishment was not only abolished in school. Even parents are no longer allowed to spank children in terms of the ruling of the Constitutional Court.
All right.
I'm not saying that those methods work better, but I'm just saying that society needs to find a way to get involved, not like they used to be in the past.
All right. In a nutshell, if more and more teachers are actually quitting and no new people are getting into the profession, where is this taking us? What's at risk here?
What is at risk is the quality of learning and teaching. Because remember, those who are leaving the profession are genuine people who cannot take the discipline anymore. But there are those who do not mind. For example, if a learner does not want to learn, the teacher knows that some of the teachers know very well that they are going to be paid at the end of the month. So what they simply do is just disregard the learner. And some of them end up even inflating marks, because the district obviously wants marks for each child. You cannot send 0 or 2 out of 100, as I said. So some of these teachers end up assisting the poor child, even helping them to complete an assignment, just so that they can be able to submit their schedules to the district. But in reality, the child is not progressing very well academically, and that can be seen with the dropout rates, especially in grade 10, because most of the kids have been pushed from one grade to the next, even though they are not really academically fit. So that is why some of them drop out in grade 10. Some of them are not able to finish matric.
Well, we'll leave our conversation here this morning. Thank you for giving us a lot to think about. That's education activist Hendrik Makaneta, who is joining us on the line for that conversation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.